When Warren Buffett was asked about the secret to his investing success, he didn't mention stock picking or market timing. Instead, he pointed to asset allocation as the foundation of his wealth-building strategy. Ray Dalio, founder of the world's largest hedge fund, attributes 85 to 90% of investment returns to proper asset allocation, far more than security selection or market timing. This approach isn't new. The Talmud advised 2,000 years ago, "Let every man divide his money into three parts, and invest a third in land, a third in business, and a third keep in reserve." This ancient recommendation essentially advocates for diversification across real estate, stocks, and bonds. The wisdom became strikingly clear during the 2000-2002 bear market when U.S. stocks plummeted 47%, but a diversified investor following this ancient advice would have achieved a positive 5% return during this severe downturn. Research shows that from 1986 to 2005, average equity fund investors earned just 3.9% annually versus the market's 11.9%, a staggering gap largely due to counterproductive market timing attempts. This behavior gap appears consistently across market cycles, with investors typically buying high during periods of optimism and selling low during market panics. It's human nature to chase performance, but this emotional approach leads to poor results. Consider this statistical reality. If we screen 1,000 investment managers, approximately 30 will outperform their peers for 5 consecutive years purely by chance. This creates an illusion that skill drives results when short-term performance variations are heavily influenced by luck. Consequently, investors constantly reallocate money between managers, typically buying high and selling low, exactly the opposite of what creates wealth. Looking at the period from 1925 to 2005 reveals striking patterns. Treasury bills delivered a modest 3.7% compound annual return compared to 3% inflation, meaning that after taxes, T-bill investors actually lost purchasing power. Consider a 54-year-old widow with $2.5 million invested in 4% CDs during 3% inflation. After 30 years, her purchasing power would decline by nearly 60%. Meanwhile, large company stocks dramatically outperformed all fixed income alternatives, delivering a compound annual return of 10.4% over the 80-year period. A $1 investment grew to $2,657.56 by 2005. Most impressive were small company stocks, which delivered a 12.6% compound annual return, turning $1 into an astonishing $13,716.15. The lesson? Over long periods, stocks have consistently outperformed bonds and cash, but with significantly more short-term volatility. Market timing, attempting to avoid the stock market's bad years, is seductive but ultimately futile. A hypothetical perfect market timer who correctly predicted the best-performing asset class every year from 1926-2005 would have turned $1 into $85 million, compared to just $13,706 for small company stocks. However, such timing ability doesn't exist in reality. William Sharpe's research shows market timers must be right roughly 75% of the time just to match buy-and-hold investors. Missing just the 8 best years for stocks between 1926-2005 would have reduced an investment's final value from $2,658 to just $176. Stock returns don't accrue uniformly, but come in sudden bursts, often when pessimism runs highest. Studies of 100 pension funds found none improved returns through timing, with 89% losing an average of 4.5% over 5 years. The market's unpredictability makes consistent timing impossible. Prices move based on unexpected new information that no one can reliably predict. Time is Archimedes' lever in investing, transforming risk-return relationships in profound ways. The two most critical investment risks are inflation, particularly damaging to interest investments, and volatility, especially pronounced in equity investments. Many investors overemphasize stock volatility while underestimating inflation's insidious effects. At 3% inflation, $1,000 loses nearly 60% of its purchasing power over 30 years. Historical data reveals a compelling pattern. Stocks outperform treasury bills 64% of the time in one-year periods, increasing to 78% for five-year periods, 86% for 10-year periods, and reaching 100% for 20-year periods. For these 20-year periods, large company stocks outperformed other investment alternatives 95% of the time, with no period showing negative compound returns. This time-dependent relationship explains why young investors saving for retirement should maintain high equity allocations despite short-term volatility, while retirees need a more balanced approach to protect against both volatility and inflation risks. Diversification goes beyond simply avoiding putting all eggs in one basket. It's both more powerful and more subtle. When comparing 15 equity portfolios from 1972 to 2005, the worst performers were predominantly single asset class portfolios. In contrast, multiple asset portfolios consistently delivered superior risk-adjusted returns. Most remarkably, combining dissimilar assets produced counterintuitive results. A portfolio equally allocated across U.S. stocks, non-U.S. stocks, real estate securities, and commodity-linked securities generated returns comparable to the best-performing single asset, but with one-third less volatility. The key insight is correlation. Commodity-linked securities, despite having the highest volatility individually, proved to be the most powerful diversifier because of their negative correlation with other asset classes. When combined with U.S. stocks in a 50-50 portfolio, they produced higher returns with substantially lower volatility than either component alone, demonstrating the mathematical advantage of combining negatively correlated assets with regular rebalancing. Despite compelling evidence supporting multiple asset class investing, it's challenging to maintain during periods when U.S. stocks outperform other asset classes. This creates frame of reference risk, the greatest danger facing diversified investors. When U.S. stocks excel, as in 1995-1998, diversified portfolios naturally underperform, causing investor frustration. Conversely, during U.S. market downturns, 2000-2002, diversified portfolios significantly outperform. The 1994-2005 period perfectly illustrates this dynamic. A diversified portfolio earned 13.05% annually during 1994-1999, but seemed disappointing compared to U.S. stocks' 23.55%, causing many investors to abandon diversification just before the bear market. Then, during 2000-2005, the diversified portfolio returned 10% annually, while U.S. stocks lost 1.13% annually. Historical analysis shows that each major equity asset class takes turns leading performance by decade, with dramatic swings between boom and bust. The equally weighted diversified portfolio delivered more consistent returns decade by decade, nearly matching the highest returning individual asset class while maintaining significantly lower volatility. Remember this, successful investing isn't about finding the next Amazon or timing the next market crash. It's about creating a properly diversified portfolio aligned with your time horizon and risk tolerance, then having the discipline to stick with it through market cycles. The principles are simple but not easy to follow. When others are swinging between greed and fear, the disciplined investor who maintains a strategic allocation will ultimately prevail. Your greatest investment advantage isn't superior knowledge or faster trading. It's the patience to let the mathematical power of diversification work in your favor over decades. In a world obsessed with the next hot stock or market prediction, the quiet power of strategic asset allocation remains the surest path to financial freedom.